It's Mike Shope.
We were having a very serious conversation about mayonnaise here.
And the Bulldog.
And don't even talk to me about weed.
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
The next thing we need sell is the brakes.
People to call in, 20 questions, guess, try to figure out what Mike and I were just talking about. You'd never get it.
Well, as hard as he tried to get me into an analysis of A.J. Brown's offseason ADP, I rebuffed him. I rebuffed Bulldog's advances on fantasy 2026 fantasy rankings.
Lordy.
I'm ready when you are, but
yeah.
I say that now because I feel bad that I just turned you away
on
that subject. Who's the number one overall pick?
Shut up.
Shut up. What is that? Shut up, Wilkerson? Who is this? I'm not familiar.
Wilkerson.
I think Bijan is. So, Bills and Broncos and no Tyrell Shavers and yet another kind of amazing development about this season is that seems important. No offense to the guy.
Right. That's what I just said at the end of last segment. Like, I can't believe we're to varying degrees, collectively upset about Gabe Davis and Tyrell Shavers. But that's where we were. That's where we were living. And I would even say more Shavers than Davis. I mean, Davis is maybe, you could be upset about him because you've seen him do something spectacular in the playoffs. So you know that's out there, and maybe you could get that or some version of that as soon as Saturday or, you know, moving on in, you know, into the championship round if they get that far and even the Super Bowl. But Shavers played more than anybody on that team at receiver. he's kind of a utility knife for them, and I think they will really miss him. I said when we were talking to Sal, I feel like going into just this game already, like we're going to be so focused on can they run on Denver. They did last year in the playoffs, and Denver was highly respected and rated, you know, as a defense and a run defense last year in the Bills, 200 yards. Allen was like 50 of it, but still, Cook had a day, and they ran for 200 yards on Denver. So maybe they can do that again, and boy, wouldn't that be nice. Shavers is a part of that, at least for like home run plays. He's a big part of that, I think. And
second level.
Yeah, maybe a 20-yard run that, you know, a 40-yard run for a touchdown becomes a 20-yard run because somebody's not blocking the safety as well as Shavers has. Hopefully Keon Coleman and your name here step in and can do it. Wilkerson. There, I did it without looking. First time.
Yeah, well, don't go so hard on that one. Who knows who he is? Or
yeah.
What's the other one with a G?
Gosnell.
Gosnell?
I thought he'd be a Hard Knocks guy because he had a devastating injury late, I think maybe in a bowl game, and still came back.
Okay.
In 23, he came back off of an ACL late in the year and played in 24 and then was here in camp with the Bills in 25. And I thought, like, that's a compelling story. They liked him enough to keep him around, but I've never thought for one second that he'd be getting a jersey. So I'm not suggesting that's about to happen. But they're in so tough. Yeah, calamitous is the word I would use to describe the receiving injury. They've got three healthy receivers right now. I'm not counting Samuel yet, because they had a walkthrough today. He hasn't even practiced yet. They opened his window, and maybe he'll be fine, right? But they're three healthy receivers. Right now, it's Shakir, who's, you know, dependable and right as rain, of course, right? Coleman, who's been benched four times a healthy scratch this year, and Brandon Cooks, who got here at Thanksgiving. That is incredible. That is a calamity at a position this late in the season for a team.
Well, that's a good story. That makes for a good story.
It's incredible.
The whole point of this year was to see what they could win without
a guy,
quote, good receivers.
Yep.
And they're just trolling us the whole time.
Man.
I mean, I believe these injuries, but he did play the second half, Shavers, so I'm sure it's not a bit, but it feels like one. We're just going to keep taking the guys away and see how long you can go. And a caller before said what just is under the surface of every one of these conversations, which is what it's just another way of really appreciating how tremendous a player Allen is. Just like, okay, they can't get open. All right, they can't stretch the field. All right, well, this. And they did score 27 in Jacksonville. They did average 28 for the season and 30 last year. And everybody's sort of up to speed on his playoff career. So for as much as we know what we've got in him, really, it just can't be overstated, I think. Like they're taking receivers away, and we've really mostly yet to see it hurt. Maybe now? I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not ready to tell you, maybe you are ready to say, like, what happened last year in that game, 261 rushing yards against the Broncos. I mean, come on, if they even come close to that this week.
It was 261. It was that high?
Wow. 261. Wow. No, that's, I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, that's not right.
It's 210.
210, okay.
261 net pass.
Yeah, I think Cook is 120.
That's right.
Allen was 44-50, and then Ty Johnson maybe, and they got over 200.
Yeah. Yep. 210.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I would sign right now for 150.
I would sign right now for 146. Jay is next. Hello.
Jay. Hey, guys. Wow, I cannot believe I'm actually borderline crying that Terrell Shavers, who was constantly on the practice squad, is not playing, and I'm upset by it. I don't know what world I'm living in right now, but here we are.
It's insane.
So I wish I could say this would be the Kincaid game, but I can't rely on Dalton. I want to say, okay, this is going to be the Shakir game, but I haven't seen Brady use Shakir.
He had caught 12 balls on Sunday. I mean, that's using. I mean, it's almost definitively using.
I don't deny that, but I'm wondering what is the true impact I think Shakir could be.
Right, I know. It's all
seen in the totality of the year, right? So I feel like, really, despite Josh being the centaur that he is, I keep saying that, this has to be a James Cook game. And I kind of look at this like the old days of the 90s Bills where you had Thurman Thomas just catching and running like a maniac, right? And that's where I think this is going to be. I think this has to be a James Cook game, sprinkled in some Ty Johnson if you can, and maybe a long pass to Cooks if he doesn't drop one of the two of them. And then, you know, let's see what Josh continues doing. With all that being said, I'm still left with, and I'm still cheering my Bills on, but with this Band-Aid of a receiving core now, I'm just so worried about how they can put this together for another 3 straight games, including a Super Bowl. I know we'll measure that when we get there. But I think at this point, it has to be a James Cook game. But more importantly, getting him to catch, because apparently we need receivers. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, you mentioned Ty Johnson. That's another piece of this. Like, he's not out for the year, but he did not play on Sunday, and he's not practicing in the walkthrough today. We'll see how the week unfolds, but, I mean, he rolled into Jacksonville on Sunday with a walking boot on. So, I mean, that's another guy that is, you know, I just mentioned it, right? He had like 50 yards against Denver last year in this matchup in the wild card round. That's another piece. I mean, without him, we were throwing passes to Frank Gore Jr. on Sunday.
He also had a great touchdown catch. It kind of ended that game. It's late third. It's 13-7. Remember the play where Allen is rolling right and Johnson back
in
the
end
zone?
I guess it
kind of ended that game.
Yeah.
And so.
And Samuel had one after that piled on.
That's right.
Yep.
Tyler Bass had 3 field goals. None of these guys is available. Well, maybe Johnson and Samuel will be. I don't know. Let's hope. The caller said the thing that I just have not been able to let go of. And, I mean, I loved that game on Sunday. That was so impressive. I thought Jacksonville was better everywhere except quarterback. It felt like that game to me. Like, just home field, and the Bills really couldn't put them away at all. Late scores. Like, Washington comes back and makes a play. ETN makes a play. It just always felt so hard. And they still won. Just really good. The pick at the end, I mean, really good. But, you know, maybe this is a character flaw. Even in the end, the whole time I'm like, they're going to have to do this three more times on the road. And good luck. You know, that's it really hasn't been, I don't want to say, it hasn't been, it's not fair. It's not about fair, but the fates have been kind of cruel. Like last year, having that season and having Kansas City luck box its way into whatever that was, you know, all these lucky wins against bad teams, and they just keep the Bills at arm's length. The Bills beat them, and they still kept the Bills at arm's length. Despite the Bills are at one point, what, 13-3, but Kansas City's 15-1.
Yeah.
And like you can't even get to a tie, like five division titles in a row. I'm not making excuses for their playoff losses. It's just these seasons, last year and this year both, have been really tough on them. Because, you know, you're talking about last year ended up 13-4 and they kind of bailed on the last game.
Right. They could have won a 14th game if they really wanted to.
Even with the 25-9 these last 2 years, but last year it's the Chiefs and their, you know, good fortune of having Aiden O'Connell snap the ball into his face with the game on the line, coming up on field goal range for the Raiders. And right. And this year you just did so well, but there's the Patriots with the easiest schedule anybody's ever seen, keeping you again at arm's length.
Yeah, all year, and, really.
And now, like, it's
just about anyway.
Jacksonville wins 13 games. Was that supposed to happen? Now Denver wins 14 games, and you got to go there. Short week. What do I sound like? If I'm on the team, of course I'm not. If I'm on the team, you want to get me out of the room right now.
Right.
Because I'm just like,
nobody needs to hear this.
Nobody needs to hear this. Right. It's not wrong. It's just, yikes. You know, like,
yeah, there's not a lot of woe is me in football. Like, I really do believe the, you know, next man, we got to go. You know, there's a game. Game time's coming no matter what. So get ready. Whoever's got to get ready, get ready. That might mean you, Wilkerson. I'm just showing off now.
Yes. I mean, there are plenty of days where I'm like, I don't want to hear this babbling nonsense, excuse making about their existence or their losses or whatever it is. But I don't know. Like we're in this period of time where like a lot of the conversation is about what this all is for Josh Allen and what this all says about him, good or bad. I mean, the playoff losses, oh, but look at his stats, you know, look at what Sunday was, incredible. And it's just the first game. We're in this, you know, we're in the washing machine right now, and it's all just sort of playing out. And so on a certain day, I'll just be like, yeah, I don't care, right? Your thing, last week we got into it, like, yeah, you still got to win. I don't care. Who even knows the stories of these other great quarterbacks over the years that didn't win? Who cares?
Right.
But then it's, man, this is a pretty tough draw. The second year in a row, they've had a pretty tough draw. I mean, I'll stop after this. But think of how good the Ravens have been in the last 5 years. And they couldn't get through Buffalo. Like last year, sure, the turnovers. Still, that happened.
Yeah, I mean, the Bills played a part in those mistakes. They weren't just extemporaneously happening.
Right.
You know, Bernard punches the ball away from Andrews. That's
on the fumble,
to your credit. Yeah. I mean, you know, Jackson kind of dropped the ball on his fumble, but whatever. Still, yeah, I've never liked dinging them for Baltimore's mistakes because they had a part in at least some of that. So that's to your credit. Yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt your
point. No, I'm done. I wanted to
All
be
right.
done.
All right.
Just like on a certain day, I'll not be sympathetic about whatever this is. You know, like we're talking about a coaching change if they lose Monday or Sunday, right? That's what yesterday's show is. Is it time? If they give up a big pass at the end and they lose on a 70-yard field goal in overtime or something, like, is that it? That's what we would be doing. But it's so fickle. And you saw what happened with Baltimore. You know what happened with Ken Dorsey. They don't botch that field goal thing. He's still, you know, coaching for at least another week probably. You know how fickle it is. And that's really it. I mean, it's not like it's not obvious, but man, I mean, they have really had a hard road, and They've had an easier division over time these last 5 years. They've certainly had that. They've had the benefit of that. But as soon as you get Kansas City out of the way, here comes Drake May and 14 wins. Just
right.
Okay, that's how it goes. Rick is next. Hi, Rick.
Hey, half joking, but I'm just wondering, is Amari Cooper in any kind of shape right now? I know he retired.
Yeah, I know. His name already came up in here. We've talked, you know, KJ Hamler's name has come up. Trent Sherfield signed to the Patriots practice squad, so that's out. What kind of lives are these? But this is where we are.
Pretty much. Michael is next. Hi.
Hi, guys. Thanks for all you do. Grew up in upstate New York, 50-plus year fan, and living now in northwest Arkansas, home of a good quarterback, Joe Ferguson.
How about that? Cool.
All right. Fergie was my favorite as a kid. I don't know if you know that, Michael.
I didn't know that.
Loved him.
He was our hero at St. Mary's in Danville.
I'll bet.
But anyways, real quick, agreed, Bulldog, with what you said. It's a sad day for Shavers and for Gabe. But my question is, if Bean isn't going to get him in the draft, does he have his team today scouring the releases? For example, we're down here in Chiefs territory. There's Jason Browley, 6'3", 202. He's a great separator. Is he scouring the releases that are going on right now to see if he can bring any talent in? Because if we're going the way we are right now, we're going to be down to nobody. And to your point, maybe the fullback's going to be catching the ball at the end as a wide receiver.
Well, of course he is.
That's all I have. That's all I have, guys.
Thanks, Mike. Of course he is.
My guess, and it's only that, Sal kind of concurred. I mean, they made the move to bring Wilkerson in today. I would assume that was in reaction to the Shavers and or Davis news. They would have known about Shavers in advance of telling us at whatever that was, 3:15, when McDermott met with the media. I feel like that was their ad. And they've got he and Hardman on the practice squad and another guy, Gosnell, who's just not been on the radar at all year long, but he's been sitting there all year long. And Curtis, I got to mention Curtis Samuel. He's easy to forget. Last year, I would forget he was even on the team. This year, he went on IR after not really doing much of anything all season long, and now they've opened up his window. And so that's the guy at the top of the list. Like, he's, you know, if you've got – you've got Cooks and you've got Shakir and you've got Coleman and those are your top three. I feel like Samuel is the next guy in, if he can get through the week. Like, if he can demonstrate that he can do everything that needs to be done to get on the field and play. He hasn't played since when? I got to look at his game log. It's been a while.
Definitely. I don't know. I just kind of never noticed. Pittsburgh.
I'm going to go find it. I need to find it.
I need to know.
I got the Bronco stats open, so I need to get my Bill stats.
Not going to be there.
Back open. Oh, he's not on my stats page. Why not?
Why not?
I'm striking out right now, so you're going to have to hold on.
Really?
Wanting to know. I can't find
it. You can't find Curtis Samuel?
Not on
what page? What site are you using?
Shut up.
You're using ESPN. Of course you are.
He played
Curtis Samuel
this
played
year.
Against Tampa.
Thank you.
Last game was, are we going to make it to February? He played 2-for-19 against Tampa.
Oh, it's because my stats page, I didn't realize. It reverted, converted.
Was it horizontal?
No, it can, man, wow, you're really going inside baseball now. No, it converted to postseason.
More like outside baseball.
There. Yeah, I've got Samuel now. Yeah, it was postseason, so he wasn't that.
You know what it is, everyone?
There's Frank Gore Jr.
So, what?
He got a pass last week.
I have no other chance. These fantasy podcasts, everybody's younger. My wife is younger. My kids are teenagers. I have no other, like, area in life where I'm the young one. And so when Bulldog can't figure out the internet, I just have to abuse him. And, like, it's not even fair. But, oh, you don't even know how to sign a document? Let me show you how to do that. You know, parentheses, I can't actually show him how to do that, but I can make fun of him for not knowing how to do that. Pro Football Reference, snap, snap. There it is. Game log comes right up.
I would have had the same thing if my page hadn't converted. I keep saying reverted. Converted to postseason stats. So I would have been just as quick as you, but I didn't realize that I had done that.
Use your judgment out there. Ross Tucker next on WGR.